Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're holding today the Tzavah Ches. We just had in the Mishnah, of course, we're talking the Seder of how they brought the Yoifer. Remember yesterday we spoke about the Din of Meiruach and the Rishonim, how they argue with the Din of Meiruach, what it means. And then we came to the Indian of the Sarin, what was the Seder Advara of how they with the Yomer? We, of course, in the beginning of the Perek, they first harvested 3 Sayin or 5 Sayin. Then they sifted it and to make it into an Isarin, the fine flour of barley for the Isarin. And then our Mishnah continues that Bala the Isarin, and of course, besides the Isarin itself, they had Shemen and Levina. There was a Kmitza. Like it says here, Bala the Isarin, Nasan Alav Shavna, again the Mishnah told us, Ulevite, we have the Levina. And what was the process? Yatzak Ubalal, they made the Yitzika in the Kli. They made the Blila. They made the Blila after the Yitzika. And hate it because they did the Eimer HaTanufan, it was Hagosha, followed by the Kemitza, the Haktara, and then the Kahana made the rest. It's an interesting thing that there was a mitzvah of Kahanim to eat barley. All right, but okay, we have that. They're going to eat the barley also. Bishakarava Eimer, then people went out and they saw the Shuki Rishalayim. We had the Machlaikis, whether they did, according to the, pardon me? They bake it. Yeah, but they bake it, you know. You bake barley. Well, you bake it. Yeah, but since I'm not, because barley is not, it's really a muscle behemoth. That's what I'm telling you. Barley. Who eats barley? Yeah, you eat it with a cholent, but not by itself. But not by itself. Okay, yeah. Okay, wait. So here the question, so now the show, so they do it for Ratzon Chachamim or not. And just before we go on, I just wanted to read the Tosfos. We have, you see Tosfos over here as a Chiddush. We have a Tosfos, there's a problem we have here. If you take a look at Tosfos, we have the Seder Hadvar, but what took place in the Mishnah. But of course, Tosfos is more exact. You see Tosfos, he adds a critical piece over here also. You see Tosfos, Yotzak, what? Melech Avad is like that. Well, what we have over here is, you see, in the Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil, Yotzak, Nosat, Tchila, Shemen, Olavina, before the Silas, then he does the three stages of the Yitzika. But the part that he wanted to bring out is the very end of the Tosfos, towards the end of that Tosfos. When he says, Havalei the Mishnah, Belila, Beresha, the Yotzak, he Yitzika Achreina, the Mavina Kola Benachas, the Yitzika, Bar, the Minchas, Mafe, the Kabon, Perkei, the Varm, Shikachu, Aseder, Tchila, at the very last line of that Tosfos. Naisen Hashemet, again, we know this from before. Naisen Hashemet Bekli, the first thing you do by any mincha is you put it into the kli, the empty kli. There's nothing in the kli except for this. You put the oil in. We have it in 3 stages, remember, like we said in the Yitches. Naisen Hashemet Bekli. Then what? Naisen HaSilas. You put the Silas into the kli that is lined. You hear Barthavid, you hear this. Yeah, that's why, you're not going to see the same thing. That's why I wanted to put it in Tosfos. Tosfos is not like the way you're looking at. You're looking at the Rambam. Yeah, that's it. Brain thing here, like we have over here. Nice and Hashemid Bikli, the nice and Silas, and then you put the Silas into the kli, which is lined with oil. Then what? Then let Lush Bepaishrin, followed by the Lisha, would come with warm water to make it into a dough.
In that kli.
In that kli. Then that kli on top of the silus. Then what? Then Vinais and Shemin Olav, you put Shemin on top of it.
Second oil.
The second installment of the oil and Bailo. The Blila, everything takes place. And then with the new oil that you put in after the Lisha with water. Then, of course, V'chayz of Nais and Shemen, L'chayim Mitzvah Yetzika, the Kaimitz. Then, so there are three stages. You put the water, the oil, into the empty clay first. Then you put the silos on top of that. Then you mix it with water. You make it into a dough. After it's mixed with water, then you put oil in, another installment of the oil, another amount of the like shaman, and another part of the like shaman. You divide up the like shaman. And you mix it, you make the blila. After the blila, you make the yitzika of the last chalik of the like that's there. Rashi learned the same way. Why, Rashi? We take a look at the Rashi of Dafayim Dalit. Rashi and I dalit in the Ksav Yad of the Mishnah.
It's a little bit of a
dough.
It's not really.
The Kaimitz is that part of the Kaimitz is when the Avodah starts. But that part, I'm looking more at the first part. Rashi in the Mishnah in the Ksav Yad, and I dalit on the base. See Rashi in the Ksav Yad, not the regular Rashi, not there. But in the Ksav Yad of the Rashi, we have Anasus Mikli. Look, does everybody have that? The forest speak barley, mute by. Kainim lasi asan. What do you do? Does everybody have that? This Rashi. Yeah, everybody have it?
No.
You don't have it. Oh, you don't have it.
If I have it.
Oh, you don't have to. Like it's using
art.
Using art. Art is oh, okay. Kainim lasi asan. They say tchila shemen. The kli. The first thing you do is put shemen in the kli. Then Vinaisit Silas Aleha. Then Elasha Bapaishrin. Then comes the Lisha with warm water. Vinaisit Shemen. What to say?
Why do you need warm
water? You need warm water because if it's cold, then it's not going to make the texture of the dough. It's not going to be soft. It's not going to be soft in there, and it can't be hot.
But flour and oil alone will not do it.
Flour, water alone. It's had enough oil, remember. Remember, that was the day of the head because of Michas Vesachim. The Kiddush of Michas Vesachim. It's not like that. Because Anachopi came to Gemara before, and it told us that when the day, so the Gemara said that if you hold like, then who holds what? Rabbi Yisrael Aglili or Rabbi Akiva, whether or not you did it with water also. Minchas Mesachim. We're not talking about Minchas Mesachim, though. It's about regular, but it's only a like shem. By there, it's three lugim. Right. So, but over here, it says, we have a nice and shemen all up. You do it with Pishrin, then followed by shemen, and then a baila, the blila, which, of course, is good with the czar also. So we have the Seder Advarim, according before the Belila comes the making of into a dough caught with lukewarm water. And the Rambam is not like that. Like we said, we have a Rambam, the Rambam, in Maisach Karbonis, I think it's a Perek Yud Gimel. Then we have the Rambam, Vechakachali Kol Chala, the Rabbah brings the Dinim. Minchas Asilas, he says, well, Minchas Asilas is not good at it because he holds it's no Lisha Meklah by Minchas Asilas. Not like Rashi and the others, other Rishayim. But that in Halacha Vav, Minchas Amachvas, Umar Cheshis, Ketzad, listen to this. Naisen Hashem in Bekli, and Naisen Aleha Asilas. Put the silas in. So far, so good. The nice and ala silas shaman. He skips.
Where's
Paishrim? He skips that. B'nai Seyda L'Asayla Shemen Acher U'Bayla L'Asayla, and he makes the Belila with the oil right after he mixed it, put it on top of the oil. He goes and he puts the silas in, mixed it immediately with the oil. He didn't say anything about Lisha B'Peshrin. The achakach, after the blila comes, Lisha B'Peshrin. Afterwards comes. So the Seder Advar, according to the Rambam, is different. And it makes very big nafkaminas. We have the Chaira at this point, have a Stira Toysfus. We have a Stira Toysfus. And that's what I wanted to bring out over here. We have over here, what we have over here is, when we talked about the din of Neperes Ein Machmitzin. So we have, remember, Machlekes Rishayim, the Rabbi Nutam, with Rashi, and Psachim, in two places, Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav. We have the, against the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam holds, may Peir say Machmitzin means it's not Machmitz at all. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not Machmitz at all. Rashi holds, like those who hold, that it is Machmitz, but it's not Chayef Karas. It's Chametz Noshin. Tosfos comes, it places Divrei Hamaskil, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. We have a Tosfos. And Tosfos comes to argue. Tosfos comes to argue with the really to bring a riot. Abuki Ika Bayim Bahadayu. He had a kasha that he says that it's not Machmitz at all. It's not Machmitz at all. But Machaim where you have my parents. My parents say Machmitz means that it's not Machmitz at all. Then Tosfos says, however, in the Rabbeinu Tam, that where you mix it with water and they peiris, then it's different. Then it becomes chametz nuksha. Becomes chametz nuksha, holy. And he brings a riot. Tosfos here, you see where he brings about the 10 lines down from the top of the Tosfos. But nun dalet amud aleph, he brings the gemara nun zayin amud beis. That's the gemara of mechas mesachim. Says avu ki ika mayim bahadayu machmitzin. And a raya, the chay muchach lekama, that where there's water together with the main pair is, then it is machmitz. Like we find in Utzai, the amin of the Rabbis minchas nesachim lechemutz. But minchas nesachim, the main pair is, Rabbi Akiva's kasha. Rabbi Akiva asked, what do you mean? Main pair is not machmitz. What do you mean? What do you tell me, the minchas nesachim? Yeah, that it's going to be machmitz? It's May Paris. It's only, you have 3 mugen of oil. There's no water. May Paris, hey, Machmitz, and Abba, Rab Shimon, Abba, hey, Rab Yasei Aglili, Minchas Nesachim, Megabla, Babayim, Uksher Paris, Rekamadika, Bayim, Adi Shemin, Yechaili, Lis Chabetz, even though there's May Paris. What did he says afterwards? It's good. So he's bringing a rye that it does that. We have 4 sheetahs in there. Like we have, the Rambam is not like this. The riff is in Bechlal, not like this. The Rambam is a different sheet than Bechlal anyway. We have to see this. The question that we have is, what's like bring a raya from over there? You see from the fact that over there it's able to be machmitz. You see over there together with the shemen, it's a simen that when you have, even though made Paris ain't machmitz, and where it's together with water, it's machmitz. What's the raya? What's the raya? The question that we have here is, maybe it was looking that when did you do the water? What is Tosfos bringing? When did you put the water in? Together with the shemen? Tosfos saying, Tosfos says you put the water in before. Our Tosfos over here says, what do? You line the keli and then you put pure silas there. Then, what do? You're lush for Peshrit. Now, when you're lush for Peshrit, you're not mixing it with the oil. There's no oil in there yet, except for the lining of it. But there's no mixture. There's no mixture together with the oil. After you go and you lush for Peshrit, then you add oil and you make the blila. What about until you make the blila with the oil? You mix regular dough with water. Moves over there. They're able to be machmits. No, Ryan, my parents are able to be machmits together with water. Over there was a stage that was not being mixed together with water. From Tysus, you see that he held like the Rambam over there. And that the plisha, lisha of a paishrin, you see that he holds that the lisha of a paishrin, that they get, that he held that the lisha of a paishrin, in order for him to bring that raya, he held that the lisha of a paishrin had to have taken place
afterwards.
Not before. It's the clear Tysus. Our Tysus holds, and what did he do? He put the oil in. He put the silas in. And right after he put the silas in, he mixed it with paishrin. All right. Put it away, he mixed it with paishrin. Right away. There's no mixture with the oil over there. And over there, he brings a raya that when there's water together with the shemen, over there it's going to be machmetz. What's the raya? Over there, if Tysus held that it was done before, you don't have a raya that's together with the shemen. We have a steer in Lazar and Tysus. There, Tysus holds like the Rambam. Tysus over here, again, over there, Tysus must hold. Tysus over there holds like the Rambam that it was took place afterwards, not before. Tysus over here holds the Lisha of Paishrin, like Rashi learns on Dafayin Dalit.
They put the oil
in the... No, that's lined. It was there. They lined it together. But it's not mixing together with the oil, with the flow, with the silas.
It's just
lining it. That's nothing. The blila is the thing that does it. When you mix the oil with the blila, that's the thing that does it.
The second it touches it, it becomes
hot. Not the second. But they didn't say the second. You can't bring a raya from there. There was time for it to be machmitz. It starts right away. It starts right away. It starts right away. I mean, you have the oil on the silas.
It was underneath the silas, right? Yeah.
The oil was aligning the keli, that's a right. Then. It's lighting keli, but that's not the bleel of it. How can he bring a raya from that case? The mix, he's bringing a raya for the bleelus. There's no bleel yet. There is no bleel yet. So how to bring a raya? Tamitas anyway, different thing. Tamitas later, at the last stage, after the preparation of the thing.
But it's a piece of dough now, right? It's
after
mixing.
But Minchas Perish Mei Machmitzin. I'm Shem Minchas Nesachin Begabla B'mayim Uksherim. He's Begabla at B'mayim. When is he Begabla at B'mayim? He's what does it mean? He's Begabla at B'mayim. The Bleelus. The blilas don't take place together with the water. The water had to take place before. There's no megabla b'mayim. What does it mean, megabla b'mayim? He had the water on there before, and he's megabla it later with the blilas. But megabla b'mayim, he's referring to the blilas. The blilas took place after, according to our thesis, the blilas took place after the water was in there. And Tyson brings a raya, according to our Tysus. It must be placed over there in order to bring a raya. He holds that the blilas took place before the water went in there, like the Rambam. You have a steer in Tysus. Not because I make so, you say it's not enough kabina, what have making a big tzimma so for it, so it's a little before, a little after. Makes Valdik enough kabinas.
Huge
with this. Got me all first of all, got me what we're talking about. Also had to learn up, a riff, and the Rambam, how they learned the whole Gemara. The reason is, all right, I can't say anything, it takes time, because the Rambam holds, we have a problem, two opposite problems. The riff is the exact opposite of the Rambam. The riff holds that Mei Peiris Ein Machmitzin at all, and even when you add water, nothing happens. The Rambam is the exact opposite. The Rambam holds that the main parents are not machmets, and when there's water, it becomes chametz gomer. Because the Rambam, you skip a level. And according to Rabbi Nutam, the main parents ain't machmets, it means that there is no chibus at all. You add water, it goes up a darga, comes chametz nukshe. According to the Rambam, there's made parasite machmitza at all. You add water, it jumps up to become chametz gomer. And according to the Rif, who owns made parasite machmitza at all, it jumps up, and even when it jumps up, nothing happens at all, even with water. The question is, Frank the Kasha, the Rosh, is the Kasha of the Rif. The Rosh of Psachem is the Kasha of the Rif. What does he mean, nothing happens? It says by Minchas Vesachim that even though Rabbi Akiva came with a tie on Rabbi Isaac Lili, he has oil, may perisay, machmitzin, and he answered, because he's been gobbling with water. So that tells you that it is machmitz. What's the Rif coming and saying that nothing happens? It's how he learned the Gemara. The Teretz is Poshet. How he learned the Gemara. Like Rashi and Taisus over here, it's very good. It's machmitz because there was a stage where it was only the dough together with water. There was no shemen. He was begobbling afterwards. But if you learn this way, that's how the Chatzimara did very big nefkemina. What?
What was the Gemara's question?
The Gemara's havamina was, they didn't know that there was water at all. No matter at all. So the Gemara answers, there's water. So water. Water had nothing to do with the shemen. That's how the Rif learned the Gemara. But if you're going to learn like Tosis or the Rabbah, that they did it afterwards. That's not an answer, because the water of the Peshrin took place afterwards. It didn't take place before. So it makes a very big enough community. So let's not stop semantics over here a little. Okay.
That's not
an
order of the recipe.
What? That's not an order of the recipe. It's a little before or afterwards. It makes a very big community. Whether that's going to become comets. Okay.
According to the Rabbah, how do we get comet notions?
According to the Rabbah?
What makes
comet notions? Nothing. According to the Rabbah, the whole thing of Nuksha, according to the Rabbah, the whole thing of Nuksha, there won't be, it'll only be Megaya Truma. When the Gemara brings that in, when there's water, it says Truma. So how did he learn that? The Chavetz Chaim in Lukutei Halachos learns that what the Gemara says by Truma, remember we have by Tapuchim. It says by Tapuchim becomes Nuksha. Only by Truma. It doesn't mean, it's not like Gaya Chometz by Pesach. It's only going to be a reason to affect the Tam to make it also by Truma. Won't have any bearing whatsoever.
The
Gaya Chometz. There won't be such a thing. There won't be such a, yeah. I think. The way the Rambam learns. But the Gemara tells us, look, it's going to make it also. I'll be making it also. Got to make it us, it will only be the Gay Truman. All right. Because the word Nuksha means it's inferior. It means it's a lower level, going to the Rambam. That's what the Gemara is supposed to say. It says, Rameir and Ramuda, Sabipat. See, it's the Gay of the whole thing, whether we hold the Chabbat's Nuksha or not even. Because the call is Rameir and Ramuda. We hold like Reb Yehuda. Not Reb Meir is the one that says there's Malkus by Chametz Nuksha. According to Reb Yehuda, the whole thing is the Rabbanan. The Gemara of Reb Beis and Reb Gimel and Pesachim. Okay. Now what we have is, so what we do have is, are we worried? Are people are going to eat it when they're gathering it, they're harvesting it or not? Is it done Baratz of Chachamim that people went and they harvested it before the Omer was harvested. So we have a steamer by B'dikas Chometz. Are you worried or are you not worried about it once the Zman Isser comes? Omar Rabba Shaini Chadash. Mitech Shelo Hitra Lutra Lo Elay Vekituf. You don't worry about it. They didn't make it. They weren't making Zayrit uptight about that. El Ayadeh, because they could only do it with a way it wasn't a regular way with a harvest. They didn't do it, I think it was done with a sickle. They didn't do it with a regular sickle. They did it just breaking it off.
They plucked it by hand
as opposed to using a sickle. And therefore, Zacharu. Amar Leah Bayetel Ksira. All right, very good. There was a reminder for them at the time of the Ksira, but what about when they ground it? Maybe they would eat it then. When they would grind it or sift it, wasn't there shash there? How were they able to be matter that? After all, you see that they were, when they injected to it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when we talked about chametz. So what's the difference between chametz and chadish? They're different kind of a grinder. The grinder is only a hand grinder. Hakoda, what they did, Al Gabe Napa, they did it on the back of a sieve. And therefore, that was a hacker. Beisa Shalchen, the Sharia Ksira. What about a Beisa Shalchen where it was that man irrigated? It wasn't done out of there that they were even not there. Regular harvests did not have to be done by a day kitu because it was inferior. And there, so it was inferior, and therefore they didn't require that it had to be done with a shinui. The stad kaitrin, based on shalchen, shemabakim, afalai kaitrin. You can do that, but don't put it into a big pile. Michael Amemer, elamar abayin. The reason is because they held chadesh badobinei. Chadesh people are going to be reluctant to eat. They will separate themselves from it. But chametz, lo badobin, he's used to eating chametz.
And it's
karis,
so.
You're right, but he'll be used to it. Yeah. Amar Rava. All right, very nice. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan like Kasha. You have to steer in the Rabbanan also, the flip side. El Amar Rava. Rabbi Yehuda, like Kasha, like we answer. Get a shun. By chametz, he won't be bundled from it. Rabbanan, Rabbanan, like Kasha. What do you mean? What are you worried about? Who asked my mouth to relum the sarfo? Make a look at me then. What are you worried? He's going to eat it. He's getting rid. He's going after it to go and get rid of it. So the Rabbanan hold this look shash. Right. Who asked my Rabashi, Omar. Ravina, Ravina, like Kasha. Why? Kamach, Kali, Tanan. What are you worried about over there? Kamach, Kali, Tanan. Who eats that? Kamach. It's not fine flour. It's hard to eat. And Kali. Kali is where it's toasted. Not soft. People aren't going to eat it like that. Ravashi Brusa, why, it's true there, but what happens once it's ground? It doesn't make sense. Tainam Mikali Bielus. Once it's Kali, yeah, that Echadami is true. Once they hardened it. And Kali Baikalabema, but when they first gather it, it's supple and or soft. Therefore, maybe there's a chash for that. That with his teretz not enough. The chitayim are going to say, "Achadavi, I dey kituv." What are you going to say? Chidur Rama, beis hashalchem, the shayisir ma'ikul meber. You have the same problem that we just had by a beis hashalchem where it was man irrigated. That itself is not acceptable. It's a and therefore it's not master. So what do we have? We have a machlokes whether or not Chazal endorsed this practice, or they okayed it, but people went to gather or to harvest in this way before the Eimer was brought, whether or not there was a shush they would come to eat it. And Rabbi Yehuda holds his way, and the Rabbanan hold that their way, and it's different than what happened by Chametz, whether or not after the Zman Isser, whether or not he's able to be bitic.
This is what chametz would be the process. It's not that he was, it's a shadow.
Chametz? No, what do you mean chametz? Chadash, yeah.
Ksira and Tchina, all these things are, would be surah on their phone.
Yes. Like Ksira, it's an Isra to me. We'll have to conceive more about this, but of course, there is an Isra. That Isra of Chadash is not only to eat, it's to kites be kitzer. Before the Ksira of the Chadash.
Midaraisa.
That's me, Rashis Ketzircha.
That's a discussion how they created a
Shuk. Now, once the Eimer was brought, Hutar Chadash, you can eat Chadash. No, Mishekar of Eimer, it's Hutar the Chadash to eat.
Right, but I thought this was...
That's another thing. But we're talking about the Isra of eating. Yeah. There's another thing also, yeah. Mishikar v'aymer hutar chadash, miyad. Or chayke, people live far away, and they can't tell, they're out there by the Migdash when they brought it. So what can they rely on? Their mutare mechatzay sayayim, olahala. Mishikar v'aymer Migdash. He's good, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheheyayim adayif kulay osra, that the day of Tezayin Nisan, the whole day should be usher. Well, I will see. An Amar of Yidam Alomi Da Taira Hu usher. Shenebar Ad Etzim Hayyim Azeh Ad Ad Viad Bechlau Bechlau Nibdebar Achayke Mutar Bechatzay Sayyam Al Chalan. Why is it? That Bechatzay Sayyam It's Mutar. They Shehen Yaydim Shehen Besnit Besatz Lebo. They know that Besnit are not going to be Besatzel. They're going to bring it before. They're going to bring it before Chatzos. Now, this is the problem. No, they didn't hold like that. No, because they didn't hold like that. We'll see why. There's going to be matter, when we talk about, and that's what Yaim said, that's not this man where they brought the Eimer. He says, Bishachar, Beisabing, the Sheikh, the Mechon, the Zakai, that the Yaim Adayf is Osir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in that case, we're not tyrants, so unless they brought the Eimer. It's about Amigdash. The problem is that we have over here is they brought it before Chatzos. When did they bring the Eimer? Before the Musaf or after the Musaf?
After the Musaf.
Since they brought it after the Musaf.
Let me point that out.
So the Kasha that we have, the Rabbah,
they brought it after the
Musaf? So the Rabbah says they brought it after the Musaf.
Okay, what was the
Musaf
brought after the
Musaf? The Karen Ira,
when they bring the Musaf?
Yeah, so, when did they bring the Musaf? After six hours? That was the Zman of Musaf. We have the Gemara's in the Tamid Nishkat. When did they bring the Musaf? The Musaf was 6 hours. Yeah. That's the Kasha. Karen Ira. Karenaira is Ibn on that. It says they brought it after the Musaf. There's a Karenaira that the Karenaira is Ibn on the Rabbam. Says that they brought it after the, they brought it afterwards. Yeah, that part doesn't make a, that part will make a difference. No.
As he said, you got a shady, yes, there, Musaf.
What?
It says, we have a shame, Shabbos, huh?
Yeah.
But we've been yeser al Musaf. So yeser al Musaf means.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Where are you reading?
I'm reading Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel.
Yeah. And so here it says, yeah. But Pesach, Bakrivid, Karbid, Musaf, Bechol Yaim. I'm reading the Rambam over here, Perek Zayin. In between the Musaf. Bepesach, Bakrivid, Karbid, Musaf, Bechol Yaim. Chalamayin every day. It's like Pesach Sukkot. We bring a Musaf every day. Miyayim Rishon Ad Yom Hashvi Ki Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Same way. Parim Shnayim Miayil Echad. We bring two parim and one ayil. Mishiva Kvasim Hakol Oilus and Sar Chatos Hanachalos. So we bring every single day. That's the Musaf. Miyayim Sheni Shal Pesach Shul Yayim Shisha Aser Benison. Magrivit Yeser Al Habusaf shall call Yaim Kavisli Ayla im Ibaratanufa. Now what he says that. Karen Ayra assume he mincha shall tibor. When you bring him Yeser means you bring the Musaf, and more than that, you bring something else. So Khaira what he means is the Musaf is Kadim, and more than that. Well, what you would think the Musaf is certainly Kodim, it's certainly Tadir. What happens by the Shtei Alechem? If anything, what we remember we spoke about by the Shtei Alechem also. What do you do? The Rabbeinu Gershom says over there, Daf Mem Hei, that we had here in Menachos, you bring the Musaf before, because it's Tadir. That's the Pashtus, according to Rabbeinu Gershom. We mentioned the Daskeinu Malatayis. Comes first. But the Rabbeinu Gershom says the Musaf comes first. We assume that by the Eimer it's going to be the same thing. Now, if they bring the Musaf, when is this matter of Amos Musaf? It's only 6 hours. That's in the beginning of Tamidishkan. To be some kind of Mazichin, Zachar, and not kind of the Mazichin, 6 hours, 6.5 hours. That's the whole Gemara, the very beginning of Tamidishkan. So what do you mean they ate it by Chatzais? Because I brought the Eimer before Chatzais. What do you mean they burned it after the Musaf? So what's the Birat Garam on this? That's a halara.
You couldn't squeeze them both in before Chatzais?
What?
You couldn't squeeze them both in before Chatzais? That's impossible?
What did you say? I can't hear you.
Can you squeeze them both in before Chatzais? Do the Musaf and then right away...
No, you didn't do the Musaf until after Chatzais. Usually, that's what... There's a reason for that, by the way. Not stop, Ram, they waited until Chatzais. You don't have to wait till everybody wakes up. There's a reason, because it says, Ba-Biker. There's a reason that they did that. They didn't want to do it early, too early because it's Ba-Biker. I think it's Ba-Biker, the Pasuk. We learned from the Pasuk that they did it. They didn't want to do it early the morning. They did it later because of the Pesukim. Rashi says it in Tamid Nishkat. I have it over here. But that's it. I have it over here. But this is there, huh? Yeah, it's going to be the Gaya that also, the Gaya somewhat, yeah, with the Musaf over there also, of course. Yeah, anyway, that's the horror. Now, gentlemen, Rabu Shmuel, the Omri Tarvayim, is Mancha Mesa Migdash Kayim, Oimer Mater. When the Mesa Migdash there, what was Mater the Chodesh the Oimer? Is Mancha Ein Mesa Migdash Kayim. Hair Mizrach Mater. Then they do it, without the carbon. It's Hair Mizrach is the thing that's Mater. Wait. Gewaldic, the exuberance. Yeah, the Mater, my time. My time, a Trey Craig, Sevi. Okay, son, how do you reconcile? Come as much based on being the Shkayim, you have the Omer. Come as much aim based on being the Shkayim, then you look at Etzem Ayyemaza, and that tells you Hair Mizrach. On the other hand, Rab Yechon of Ishlokish, the Omri Tarvayim, a Philo Mizmach based on being the Shkayim. They argue, and they hold, even Mizmacha Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Heir Mizrach Matir. Even then, they, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish hold, that Heir Mizrach is Matir. What do you mean? It says, Vaksim Ad HaViyachem. Well, that the Gemara says, LeMitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Ad HaViyachem. But the Eimer itself is a matir. Rashi say the mitzvah. The mitzvah, Mishikar v'Eimer hutar chadash abishani la mitzvah. Mitzvah lahatim achi yakrim ha'Eimer. Of a malav lo over. He's not over anything. Chodesh is mutter, according to this, with Hayar Mizrach, but there's a mitzvah to wait. We're going to have to, I want to talk more about this. What this mitzvah is. By size, it's not an Isra, it's not a Lavaba Mechlal Aseh either. It's a mitzvah to wait until later. It's very, very big, very nafkeminis. Vishakar of Ha'aymer, Uter Chodesh Miyad, the mitzvah. Ha'aymer ha'yamater b'medina u'shtei alecha b'migdash. Aye, we learned what it's matter and chanami. So, but when we're saying the mitzvah, but it's limit, what do you mean? It said the aymer is matter. It said the aymer is matter. So what are you telling me that it's hair mizrach? The mitzvah. You should wait. You're not aymer or anything. If you don't wait, but there's a mitzvah to wait till the aymer is brought. Again. Parts of Mars and the Philip is about to be Sabigdish Kayam, Hey or Mizrach Matter, according to them. You have to wait on the Yachem, who are mitzvah. Mishakar of Ha'aymer, Huter Chadash Miyad. You're right. La mitzvah, though. Ha'emer ha'yamater be'medina. Shte'alecha be'migdash. You're right. The mitzvah, though. It's a mitzvah of hana miyachem. It's emra atlufa. It's a mitzvah to wait. Now, it shows exactly what this is. But again, we have the time. Mishachar meisam migdash. Sheikh's kid Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai. Sheheyayim ha'neif kula yasser. Mishnah told us, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai made a takana that the 16th of Nisan should be yasser by time because Meheri Yimana meisam migdash. The Yomer, when they're going to say a shtakot, last year, remember me, le'achalu beheir mizrach, hashtena b'necho. But we all, we should be able to do it now too, because last year we did it. Lo yedu, and they're not going to realize the shtakot, lo ava Yomer, they're there for heir mizrach batir. Hashta, now, the eko Yomer, the Yomer batir. So that's going to be the issue that we have then. If it's merely the mitzvah, but really it was mutter there also. Shul mitzvah, lekam alegzer. So what are you going to say? If it's only alza mitzvah, you're not doing anything wrong even bisman amigdush. So you're going to make a gzera, yaymaneif kula yaser, b'makam where, even if they would eat it, they're not going to be over anything. Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, you're right. But Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. He held like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not a Derabbanan. The Omar bin HaTaira, Asar Shenemar Ad Etzem Hayem HaZeh, Ad Yitzuba Shem, until and including the 16th of this. Because Savar Ad Yad Bechlal, did he hold like that? Didn't he argue? He's kin. Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai sheyem enuf kula yoser. He made a takana. What are we saying? It's going to be a deraisa. He made a takana. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Malami da Taira who oser. Diksev adetsa mayayim azeh. Something gemar da Rabbi Yehuda hu nekatoi. Rabbi Yehuda was mistaken in what he heard, or how to interpret what he heard. Who saw that Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai held like everybody else did? He held me deraisa, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai kama. He said the word takana, vahiskin katani, mahiskin darash vahiskin. Okay. Now, at Papa Rabbuda Brigham Yeshua, Achli Chadash, how was their practice? They ate Chadash, Be'urta, the Shitsa, Nagi Yeshivsa. They ate it from the 16th, the day of the 16th going into the night of the 17th. Kasabri, Chadash, Be'chutzlaretz, is it the Rabbanan? Olesveka, as far as Suffolk, that we have, which the 16th and the 17th, they didn't know what it was. Chayshina, so we're chayish. Let's take a look, chayshina. Rabbanan de Ravashi Achlo Bitsafra, the Shivsar, they ate on the morning of the 17th, because Sabri Chadish Mechutz Laretz is a Deoraisa. Chadish Mechutz Laretz is a Deoraisa. Not Sabbath, Gesavi Chadish Mechutzlar, Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai min Rabbanin Ka'aba. And he only said that it was Usher min Rabbanin. The Chitokin Le'yam Haneif. He was Mesakin only in the 16th. But he was not Mesakin where it's a Suffolk 16th. That was a Takana. He didn't make it so Chomer. Amr Avin Amr Le'yam. Avoch lohava, he said that your father lohava achel chadash. Elba urta de shivsar nagi tamnesar.
Wow.
Yeah, he says your father did not. He was so mapin that he didn't eat the chadash until the 17th going into the 18th. Why? Some like Rabbi Yehuda v'chayish v'sveka. He held like Rabbi Yehuda that it was also midaraisa to his chayish v'sveka. And therefore, he was worried that maybe the 17th was really the 16th. Therefore, he was machmer from all studim. Wow. Now, like we said, this is the chayrit, it's not so pashin over here. It sounds a very nice like the Dibri Agada, the sort of. But in Chaira, I have certain problems with this. What's going to happen? We also Glovo. Lots of Glovo. People are going to eat. If you're going, according to Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai, what's going to happen? Lots of Glovo. People, he wanted to make the Yom HaNeg Kula Yosser, because if he didn't do that, people are going to think, oh yeah, last year the Zman Beis HaMikdash. Remember, we ate by Heir Mizrach. The last year, remember, we ate.
There was no
Beis HaMikdash. And we ate by Heir Mizrach. And now the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. We have to wait for the Omer. That means that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we'll be able to eat the Omer. We'll be able to eat Chadash because the Omer will be brought. How will the Omer be brought? Will the Talmud be brought? First of all, yeah. Let's say all those Rishonim hold that Bikur Dalad Yomim is Ma'akiv even b'di'evin. If it's not, so you won't be able to bring the Talmud. According to our Mishnah, even that we had before, Daf Mem Tes, how are you going to be Mechadach the Mizbeach? With the Talmud Shal Shachar, and you can't bring the Talmud, because Ma'akiv. When's going to be the behavior you might have made HaMikdash? When's the earliest time you're going to be able to bring the Talmud?
4 days
hence, you're not going to be able to come and bring it. That's why Lydia is 90. If I was be there, I would say you can't bring the candy cottage for the next week.
It's almost.
Or I mean, you're not going to wonder when they'd be able to bring the Omer.
Bring it after the 16th either.
What about bringing the 16th either? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So now, and not only that, it touches on a whole new thing. It touches on a new thing. Let's say they did not bring the Omer. For some reason, not barley, but whatever reason. What is the thing going to be the din of Chodesh if they didn't bring it? They have different options. If they, there's bad days on English and they did not bring the Omer because they were notice they couldn't bring the Omer. When would Chodesh be mutter? Would it not be mutter a whole year? Would it be mutter the Heir Mizrach? No, I'm going to Chodesh. Not on Chodesh. Yeah, Chodesh, Shtei Alechem. But also, they create problems. If they did not bring the Omer, what would happen? The Briskerov clears on this point. They declared this. What will happen if they didn't bring the Omer? Different studim. There's a Rav that the Rav clears on this also. And that is, again, they have different options. Maybe they can't be Mantra Chodesh this year. Maybe it's going to be, that's another thing, that was our problem, my problem. We're going to have the Tobit. Well, let's say for some of they have the Tobit, they could bring the Omer. It's another thing. What happens if they don't bring the Omer? Chodesh is going to be Usher? Or will it be Mutter Mehe or Mizrach? Maybe it blabs like there's no Beis HaMikdash. Or maybe there's another option, what there is. Maybe it's also be Deraisa, but that day, maybe tomorrow it's Mutter. Is it Mutter Mehe or Mizrach? Because it blabs like Mizbad Shein Beis HaMikdash? Is it going to be Usher for a whole year? Or maybe it's going to be Mutter tomorrow. Maybe it's Mutter tomorrow. We don't get a Heir Mizrach, but what's the Omer? Once it's not Roy for the Omer, this year was different. So you're supposed to be Mutter then, but maybe it could be Mutter tomorrow. It means it's going to be Usher forever. If you didn't have that, what's going to be exactly? You have different options of how to deal with. But my problem is, if they behave in Mutter Beis HaMikdash, how are they going to bring the Omer anyway? How are they going to be able to bring the Omer anyway? Because they won't have a Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach says that you have to have the Tumen Shal Shachar. So how are they going to bring it without the Tumen Shal Shachar anyway if they don't have a Mizbeach? That's even assuming that the fact that Ha'ayla Rishayna, that the din that you have, that the Art Tumen has to be the first carbon of the day also. Let's say we wouldn't be worried about that, because with the Evan, you can bring the Karbonis afterwards. But at least you need a Mizbeach. Which kind of Mizbeach are they going to have?
Is that going to come down to Shemaim like the base of Vegas?
Aishi tata, aishat tasa. The guy said, "You don't need chinuch for the mizbeach. You don't need chinuch for the mizbeach. Lassen lava, there won't be a day chinuch for the mizbeach." Aishi tata, aishat tasa. The guy said, "Yeah, but it's going to have to be mechanech. It's going to come down ready made.
Right.
I mean, ready made with all ready. You don't need a chinuch. I don't know.
But it's all
right, anyway, these are just some thoughts. You know." Ruminations.
So it's only a very unique case, right? Because if the message comes tomorrow, we'll put it on it's the second
I just wanted to I just wanted to share my ruminations.
I think we're going to do this. Apparently, it's only a very unique case.
Okay. All right. Now what? The Eimer was Matir Chodosh Medina outside the Migdash. And Shnei Alechem is Matir the Chodosh to be brought as Korbanis for the Menachis or the Migdash.
7 weeks later.
Yeah. Ein Mevi'in Menachis. Now we have a Kiddush here. Ein Mevi'in Menachis Ubikurim. Uminchas behema, incredibly Omer. You can't bring the shtet, you cannot bring menachas. Well, that makes sense. L'chayra, gas. Before the Omer. The reason is because Chanish is usher to us. And out to Mashke Yisrael, you wouldn't be able to bring it for the Midrash either. Bikurim, what this tells what we have, Minchas Rusachim also. Bikurim is harder. Bikurim is here, what are you doing? You're bringing Shivas Aminim, fruit. What's fruit have to do with the, fruit have to do with the Eimer? Unless it's talking about Chitim and Siren. But the other ones are not. We'll have to see whether this is true or not. Ushteya Lecha Bemigdosh. And if he did, it's possible. The reason is, because it's Mashke Yisrael. Not Mashke Yisrael. However, let's say the Eimer itself was brought, and Shtei Alechem was not brought, and you brought the things for a mincha. Then, with the Eimer, it's able to be kosher. You weren't allowed to do it, but if you did it, it's going to be kosher anyway. Any mincha. The Chita Mitzayrin. Chita, how do you bring Menachas? Bring Chita Mitzayrin. Yes.
No, it's.
Yes. Chodesh, yeah. Yossi Rabbi Tarfin the Kokashilei. Bab made Kaitim the Eimer, the Kaitim Shtei Alecha. Why should there be a difference between the Eimer and the Shtei Alecha, whether but the Ebony could do it? I'm on the bottom, Yehuda Ben Achemia. Lo, Yimabrit Kaitim now. Rabbi, he said, Yehuda Ben Achemia. This is Rabbi Tarfet, the Kashalei. What should be the difference between the Eimer and the Shtei Alechem? And Yehuda ben Achemya said, no, the Mabrin kind of the Eimer. Shkei Lai Hutar. What Eimer is not Hutar at all. Lichlalo. For a Hegit. It's also for a Hegit. And therefore, if it's also for a Hegit, Lichlalo ain't for a Hegit. So I remember, kind of Shtei Alechem, that a Hegit is allowed to eat it. It's all hegit. And therefore, that's the reason why, with the evidence, at least the Gabbai Mingdash, there's no chasar to Mashke Yisrael. And they have 3 minutes, reason is mutter. Shosak Rabbi Tarfin. Anyway, so he was silent. He did not have any retort to complain. Tzav Upanav. Anyway, he was so proud of himself, it seems. He was so happy, Rehuda ben Nechemya, that he went and he bested Rabbi Tarfin in the argument. Umla Rabbi Akiva, Yehuda, Tzavu Padecha, you're so proud of yourself. He's so babish, he's radiant in fact that he slugged them up. Shei Shabta is Zakin. And Tawabani, Yitarach Yabim. Anyway, he said, like I said, he's not giving up a klola, but he couldn't figure out what's going to happen chayra according to the rules that should come out. He's not going to be, he's going to be eligible for Social Security. Oh, yeah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Lai. Also Perik Par Prasas Pesachaya. That time when it was right, it was before Pesach. Shalisi Liatzeres, when I came back, Shmuel's time. Listen, if you didn't be like, remember you're like, I saw Perik Prasas Pesachaya. When I came back to that place by Shmuel's, Shualti, Achri Yehudim and Nechamia, I asked, where is he? They said, Niftar Ma'alachlal. He's trying to have them Ganeb. I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Ladimir Yehudim and Nechamia. What happens here? Now, the Sachim Bikurim, Shehikrivim Kaidim Liyimer, the Sachim Bikurim. Now, this is a very difficult thing. The Sachem Bikurim that he brought them before the Eimer.
But the wine.
The wine from the grapes. The wine from grapes. The Sachem Bikurim, Shekrim, that he brought them before the Eimer. Kshayrim. They're kosher. Why? Because the Eimer, yeah, so that Pshita. But the same with the Hasamun, Huter Mechlalo Eitzel Hedyet. Maybe I would have thought the low Huter Mechlalo. Well, maybe if it's not Huter Mechlalo, maybe you can't have that. Low, Kabash Melon, Kolski Nachadol Eitzel Klal. Again, what did he say over here? This is a Nesacha Bikurim, that he brought them before the Iber, their kosher. There's no Bashke Yisrael here. There's no Isra Kaddish. Right? There is no Isra Kaddish. Not on Chabeshes Minei Daga. So the Gemara says, he brought them.
So you don't need the
Eimer
to go ahead and
matter. So you don't need the Eimer to be matter over here. There was no Isra in the first place. And therefore, he brought them Kainim Li Eimer. Now, what do we see over here? The Sachem Bikurim, Rashi says, the Sachem Bikurim, B'yayin Shabikir, Kainim Liyayimah, V'ikrivim Ksherim. Says, L'tivet Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Nechemia, who's tailored the whole time by the Shtei Alechem, B'hayel U'mutarim Lehegit, H'chanyanami Mutarim Lehegit, Kainim Liyayimah, Liyayimah Eino Oser, Ela Bindogon, V'lo Yayin. It's not going to go that. It's going only on the Chita Mitzrayim, the Chabeshes Minei Dagon. And the Gemara says so, on Chodesh, you don't have that. Now, we'll have to come back to this. See exactly, maybe more what the Chiddush that we have over here is. Boy, Rabbi Shlomi Bar Chodesh, Shtei Alechem, Mal Shiatir, Shalek Yisidron. What happens when we go out of the normal channels, the order, of when we talk about the Eimer comes before the Shtei Alechem, and it, let's say we come out Shalekha Sidra. What do you mean? Where's it? The Gaya Shalekha Sidra. Hey, Chidami, Chigoy. Let's say we have the case like this. The Zarino made Eimer the Shtei Alechem. They weren't around when they brought the Eimer. During the time, between the time of the Eimer, the Shtei Alechem, those 49 days, 48 days, that we have after the Eimer was brought, they planted grain. So the Eimer obviously was not matter, it didn't exist. And then what? So the first Yontif that they encountered was Shavuos, the Yontif of the Shtei Alechem. And then what? Next year comes around, and you have the Eimer. What happens then? The Shtei Alechem came before the Eimer. Can you bring it for a carbon? Now, Kmeid Eimer Shtei Mechalif Alayu Shtei Alechem, the Eimer, in that order. My, what is the din? Is that Mutter Kisidran Sharyan? Shalai Kisidran Lo Sharyan? There has to be Dafke, the Eimer, followed by the Shtei Alechem. Well, don't know, Shalai Kisidran Abi Sharyan. Or maybe it could be Mater it also.
Yeah.
The Amar Rabba Toshiba, the Takrim Minchas Bikurim, the Minchas HaOimer HaKasa Medaber. What is that a reference to, the pasuk? Minchas ha'omer akosav v'daber behechad ba. Where does it come from? The carbon ha'omer. You bring it, the uniqueness of it, of course, minas ha'omer. That you bring from barley. Maybe you bring from chitim. So how do you know that ha'omer comes from barley and not from wheat? So to my Rabbi Lezer, ha'omer, because says nemar aviv v'mitzrayim by the makis. By Maka Barad, Benamar, the word Aviv, the Dairus. Ma Aviv, Ha'omer Mitzrayim, there it's the Pasuk. You know, it refers to the Sayyim. Chita Vasa'ira, Lodukasa. Af Aviv, that it says, the Dairus, you know, it's referring to Sayyim. Okay, so he has a drush. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, no, Matzino Yachid, Shemevi Chaybasa min Achitim, the Chaybasa min Asa'irim. We know that a Yachid can bring a carbon, a Chitim, a Chayva from Chitim. He has a Chayva from Sa'irim by a Saita. But Seymour also, maybe in Chaybasa min Achitim, of course they could bring, they bring it from Chitim. They did it, maybe in Chaybasa min Asa'irim. The svara is they would have to bring also from a chayva in some case from Sa'ir. We know what it is, but the svara is to be consistent. They should bring from Sa'ir also. But, and the only way it's going to make sense is only if they would bring it from Sa'ir. Meaning what? The Iber. The Iyata Iber. Let's assume we don't have a ferish that you bring the Iber from Sa'ir. We're trying to extrapolate. You're going to tell me that that brings from Chitim. Lo batzino tzibur shemevi chavasa min asa'irin. It'll come out, you'll never find a case. Therefore, like a mamish, a backdoor raya, that we're going to come conclude that they obviously bring the iron from Sa'irin. Lo barachir. We have to stop over here. All right, we'll have to be about children.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.